nostalgia connected with the state of California, but California's three most historic moments are, one, the 1949 gold rush, two, the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, and three, the 1982 choke of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tagline. Coming down to crucial time in the 82 season, the L.A. Dodgers, a.k.a. L.A. Chokers, haven't won a game in a week and a half. Final time. So tonight, let's get the reaction of a few people. First, manager Tom Lasorda.
What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it was
horseshit. I had the feeling you'd say that. Next, the gentleman over there, cleaning his teeth with a piece of straw. You, sir, did you agree with manager Lasorda's opinion?
Yeah, I did.
All right, now moving right along to the fellow beside you with the whiskey bottle sticking out of his hip pocket. Will you tell us your reaction, sir, to the Dodgers' 0-for-a-week-and-a-half record?
Okay.
Very last at L.A. Chokers. And finally, from San Diego Padre manager Dick Williams, who started them on their losing streak 8 nights ago. What does Williams think of the Dodgers' performance?
You talk about chicken s***.
Jim Healy on KLAC Los Angeles, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 12.7 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating California Datsun dealer. By Texaco, makers of Haviland Motor Oil and other top quality automotive products. By Great Western Savings, over 200 locations, a new brand of banking. Hey, line, Matt from Media Square. Tonight's best one-liners. Wait a minute, I haven't told him yet. They are courtesy SI Magazine. California Angel pitcher Tommy John, who hasn't had a good fastball since Lyndon Johnson was president, was asked if he found anything missing after thieves recently broke into the Angel's locker room. Anything missing? John said, yeah, my fastball. Tagline. Football coach at Ball State was told the conference player of the year would be presented with a delicate glass sculpture. The coach said, well, I hope they don't give it to one of my wide receivers. Headline, Los Angeles, day's cleverest headline. In the L.A. Herald Examiner, teaser to the sports section says, Angel still waiting to sip champagne. Dodgers still nursing a hangover.
You talk about chicken s***.
Headline, Washington, D.C., day's most inaccurate journalism. UPI reports President Ronald Reagan is noncommittal on the pro football strike, then adds that Reagan is a, quote, former college football star.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when he played George Gipp in the movie. Tagline, comment. Maybe UPI also confused Reagan with another Republican president, Gerald Ford, who was a pretty good college football center at Michigan.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he was. Dateline, Matt from Media Square. Program reminder, nightly on KLAC. We also air at 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Dateline, Washington, D.C., sports worst kept secret. Since the then Oakland football Raiders won their antitrust victory over the NFL last May here in the Los Angeles courtroom, it has been suspected the massive main thrust of Commissioner Pete Rozelle and the NFL owners has been a saturation campaign in Washington, D.C. to win choice antitrust exemption for the NFL.
Yeah.
You hear that, too?
Yeah, I did.
And everyone knows it. If you do, stay tuned. Dateline, Washington, D.C., comedic follow-up. It came today from the NFL owners' negotiator, Jack Donlan. Donlan sneered that players' head, Ed Garvey, would never get the strike settled if Garvey spent all his time testifying in Congress.
Okay.
Comment. Well, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, talk about the bagel calling the Kaiser roll hard.
Say what?
I'm not really sure what I said. Deadline, Los Angeles, television ratings check. California baseball Angels actually topped Monday night's blockbuster TV rating here last night. Had a 21.8 rating and 37% share of the greater Los Angeles TV viewing audience. Stay tuned. Dateline, Los Angeles TV quiz time. Which had the larger TV audience here? Last night's Angel KC telecast or the LA Dodgers, a.k.a. Chokers, most recent telecast last week from San Diego? And the winner was... Angels had 1,570,000 people watching last night, Greater Los Angeles. Comparison, LA Dodgers averaged 1,470,000 TV viewers for their two telecasts from San Diego last week. Both very powerful television numbers.
Yeah.
Dateline, Greenville, Texas. Monty Stratton died today at 70. Background. Hero of the Monty Stratton story, a movie made in 1948 starring James Stewart. Stratton had been a pitching star for the Chicago White Sox late 30s. In fact, in 1938 for the White Sox, he had a 15-5 record. Tagline. After the 38th season, Stratton lost a leg after a hunting accident, but later came back to pitch in organized baseball. East Texas League, low minors. Monty Stratton, 70, cancer. Dateline, Kansas City.
I'm back in the saddle again.
California baseball Angels would like to clinch the pennant tonight for still another reason. It's owner Gene Autry's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Puzzling tagline. Associated Press says Autry is 74, but the L.A. papers today say he's 75. Final tagline. Well, I ran into the same mystery when I tried to learn Autry's true age 14 months ago. At the time, Gene married red-haired Jackie Ellum, age 39.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Dateline, Dodger Stadium, anatomy of a choking ball club. Since they last won a game a week and a half ago, here's what some of the L.A. Dodgers' mighty bat swingers have contributed. Steve Garvey, 250 average and 3 runs batted in.
A wonderful.
Pedro Guerrero, 231 average and 2 runs batted in.
You talk about chicken s***.
Dusty Baker, 179 average and 1 run batted in.
A wonderful.
Ken Landro, 133 batting average and no RBI.
You talk about chicken s***.
And finally, the famed Penguin himself, Ron Say. A mighty 105 average and no runs batted in. Dateline, Los Angeles, aside to journalist Bill... Your sports page 3 columns today referred to the mid-60s, L.A. Dodgers winning the pennant in 1963 and 1966. Question. Inasmuch as they beat the Minnesota Twins in the 1965 World Series, does that mean the Dodgers don't get credit for winning the pennant that year?
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Dateline, Los Angeles, tonight's corniest line. From L.A. Times columnist Steve Harvey, who says, during the current pro football strike, ABC TV plans to carry reruns of Howard Cosell's old variety show, one of the great flops of network television history.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you're close enough. But Harvey says, don't despair. Hank Stram and Jack Buck will handle the radio commentary on Howard's show.
Jim Healy, you've got a weak show.
Yeah, and Steve Harvey's got a weak column, too.
You talk about chicken s***.
Headline, Metro Media Square, sneak preview. Tomorrow morning, So the California Angels, Brian Downing and Fred Lynn, had a semi-collision at the wall the other night against Kansas City. It's a wonder these things don't happen more often in baseball.
Yeah.
Reason. You'd think only the outfielder or infielder who wants to make the catch would be yelling, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. There are times when, say, an outfielder will yell to a teammate, "Take it! Take it!" Come on. Now, with a huge crowd roaring, how does the teammate know if the other guy is yelling, "I got it," or "Take it"? Very dangerous. Morning report, 6:37, 38:30. Dedine, Ottumwa, Iowa. High school football coach faces disciplinary action. Reason. The colors of the school that the coach's team plays this Friday are predominantly blue. Blue. Tagline. So, to inspire his players and the student body, the coach took a blue-painted chicken, wrung its neck, and tossed it into a pep rally bonfire.
Jim Healy, you've got a sick show.
Dateline, Los Angeles, added pickup, Steve Harvey's column. Steve Harvey's column.
You talk about chicken s***.
He's a pretty good guy. Harvey, recall the Dallas football Cowboys cheerleaders, the Cowgirls, performed at a college football game in Fresno, recent. Tagline. But Harvey added, in association with NFL femininity. Watch that, didn't I?
Yeah, I did.
Watch, yeah, you did. An association with NFL femininity is an old hat for Fresno. Reason. Many, many years ago, Madame Ram and her mother, were billed as the singing Pamela sisters. Harvey says Georgia and her mom worked Fresno bowling alleys, farm machinery shows, and used car lot openings. Stay tuned. Dateline, Palm Springs, confidential follow-up. Steve Harvey is a great one to talk. Ask him about the night he and some riotous friends got tossed out of a swank Palm Springs restaurant for throwing crab legs, into the piano player's tip bowl. Dateline, Metro Media Square Bulletin Preview. Now at exactly 60 seconds, the latest of the confidential Tom Lasorda tapes. It is less than 24 hours old, this tape, the very latest Tom Lasorda tape in 60 seconds. Dateline, Dodger Stadium confidential Snoop report. Scene. Dodger Stadium last night, just minutes after the Dodgers have fallen from first place by losing their seventh straight game. Tagline, manager Tom Lasorda sits glowering at the tiny desk in the right rear corner of his clubhouse office. Final tag, a reporter begins the interview session by saying to Lasorda, "Are you able to give us your emotions right now? These are tough questions to ask."
Give us your emotions right now. These are tough questions to ask you.
What are you, a psychiatrist? Let me ask you a question, okay? I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to answer your questions, okay? How would you think that I feel?
I admit, I said it was hard to answer.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, you know how I feel. I mean, how do I look?
Trying to elicit answers. I can't interpret.
Well, ask me some questions about the ball game, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Just ask me some questions. I'll answer anything you ask.
And that's the tape. What do you think of it?
You talk about chicken s***.
Headline, Los Angeles, follow up. The LA Times this morning quoted Lasorda's opening response to the reporter like this. "What are you, a damn psychiatrist?" But Lasorda never used the word damned.
Yeah, I did.
No, he didn't. Tagline. In that entire 44-second tape from last night's post-game interview session in Tom Lasorda's office, he never used a single expletive. So this tape is one of the most unique in sports history.
Are you able to give us your emotions right now? These are tough questions to ask you.
What are you, a psychiatrist? Let me ask you a question, okay? I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to answer your questions, okay? How would you think that I feel?
I admit, I said it was hard to answer.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, you know how I feel. I mean, how do I look?
Trying to elicit answers. I can't interpret.
Well, ask me some questions about the ball game, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Just ask me some questions. I'll answer anything you ask.
Now, I'm sorry if anyone felt I was conning them into expecting something that didn't come up on that tape. About the way I led into it.
You talk about chicken sh**.
Let me tell you about a smart new idea over at Great.
Dateline, Disneyland. The following announcement was made at Disneyland.
Your attention, please. Will the mothers who dropped off their little leaguers at Dodger Stadium please pick up the children now? They just beat the Dodgers 2-1.
And that's the sports picture, the complete sports story right up to the moment, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 12.7 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating California Datsun dealer, by Texaco, makers of Haviland Motor Oil and other top quality automotive products, by Great Western Savings, over 200 locations, a new brand of bank. Jim Healy, good night.
You talk about chicken.
Still brooding about it, Harry.
Can somebody tell me if on Healy's staff, if they know if he is still welcome at if he is persona non grata at Dodger Stadium? Would anyone happen to know the answer to that question there?
No.
Oh, okay. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.